BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, is this?
It's Andy.
Andy, where are you?
I'm from Prestatyn.
How can I help?
I just thought I'd ring and, you know, put the word across about the film.
Oh, you want to promote our movie?
Yeah.
Because it's really near now. It's Wednesday night, the premiere.
Oh, I've already got the time off. We're sorted.
Oh, so you're going to watch it on the website on Wednesday?
I am, yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be excellent, yeah.
Are you ringing to help me promote it a little bit, to get the word out there?
Well, I'm thinking so, yeah. I mean, I do coach driving for National Express.
Right.
Obviously, other coach companies aren't available.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously we have to do a safety announcement every time. So, you know, I think a little plug.
So you're the driver on National Express?
Yeah.
But before you drive, you have to do the announcement saying where all the exits are and everything?
Yeah, where your seatbelt, all that kind of thing, yeah.
And you're prepared to promote our movie during the announcement?
I think it should be done, yeah.
This is brilliant. So can you give me an idea of how it will go, please, just so I can imagine it?
Well, you know, if you could all put your safety belts on, your exits are at the front and rear of the coach. And if you're not doing anything on Wednesday night, if you'd like to tune into the new Radio 1 movie, it'll be premiering at, what time is it, 7 o'clock, I think, is it?
7 o'clock on the Radio 1 website.
That's the one.
I've just got a little bit of something to add here.
Go on.
You know, you said if you're not doing anything, then watch the movie. I think it needs to be more kind of hard sell than that.
Right, okay.
So just,
not a problem.
Let's try it again.
Right, so yeah, if you could all please wear your seatbelts. If you need an exit for any reason, there's one at the front and one at the rear. And on Wednesday night, you must watch the new Radio 1 movie. It's on at 7 o'clock on the Radio 1 website.
That's it. How many coaches will you be driving between now and Wednesday night?
Oh, let me think. I'll be doing about 9 trips between Liverpool and Leeds.
That's loads of people.
About, what, 50 on each? So, yeah, 450.
Yeah. So, yeah, drum it into them and tell them to watch on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on the website. That is brilliant promotion. Thank you so much, Andy.
Not a problem, matey.
Good news for you.
Go on.
In result for all this promotion, we are putting you on the credits of the film.
Excellent.
You are Andy off of Prestatyn.
Yeah.
Coach driver announcements.
Excellent.
Happy with that?
That's brilliant.
All right, watch the film on Wednesday and look for your name on the credits at the end.
Brilliant. Cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, this is Mills. Pictures of her in heat this week. Doesn't even look like her, does it? Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like her.
Oh, what, on the Celebs That Don't Need a Diet page?
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. What are you doing?
I wasn't meant to be talking.
Oh, I've seen this already once today. I was in with Vernon this morning when he was doing Chris Moore's show, and that Marcus Collins off of X Factor had a big badge on saying, "Shh, I'm on voice rest." It was one of those I Am 20 badges. It was that kind of size, like massive size. And now I've met some of the biggest stars in the world, I'm not going to lie. And some of them do say, like, "I can't really talk very well because I've got to sing tomorrow." Never in my life have I seen somebody wearing a badge saying, "Shh, I'm on voice rest." Get over yourself. So you are wearing that now on your head.
Mm.
Did you nick that off Marcus, or is that one you've made?
Well, I can't say much, obviously, because I'm on voice rest.
Yeah, no, lower it down even more. That's like, did you hear him this morning?
No.
He was like this. Just do that.
Okay, so it works better...
No, lower. You're on voice rest.
Works better stuck to my head than it does my boob.
Why?
Because people notice it more.
Okay, just leave it on your head for the whole show, and then people won't talk to you, all right?
I hate whispering on the radio, do you?
Yeah, me too. Let's bring it up, shall we?
Sounds like we're doing a perfume ad.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Tell me your initial thoughts, please, on a first listen. You can text me, it's the best way of getting to me, 81199. What are you saying, Becky?
I like it.
I really like it. But it does make me want to go travelling again a bit. Well, like, not that I ever went travelling. But, like, when I first heard Jack Johnson, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, let's have a party on the beach, yeah? Let's just, like, get some henna tattoos, yeah? And just, like, really... really chill out, make some new friends, yeah?
Yeah.
Drink some Chang, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that all over again. But I like it. It makes me think sunny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes you want to go back to pee-pee.
Yeah, it does, totally, yeah. Half Moon Party, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Kawanuka and Home Again is my record of the week. It's lovely, that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Zac Efron.
Hey.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, good to be here. What's up?
Now, last time I saw you was when High School Musical was out.
Oh, ages ago.
And Breaking Free was huge. And I even did my inversion, which was awful. Does that
really
seem like ages ago now?
It does, yeah. It does. A little bit. I haven't heard Breaking Free for a while. I want to hear your version.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
It's awful. I just couldn't get the harmonies. It's really bad.
Yeah, the harmonies are kind of tricky, luckily.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you realised that as well.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to play that.
I'll find it for
no,
later.
No, please don't.
It's yes, awful. Thank you, thank you.
What's changed since all that? Obviously, like, you're not with Disney anymore, right?
No, not really, I guess. We're all sort of doing different things right now, you know? Those are some great memories, though.
Yeah.
Really great memories.
Would you go back and do a reunion?
For sure, for sure. We're trying to do it at someone's house. We're just trying to get everyone together to, like, watch all the movies. Ashley is the main one. Just like, come on, everyone come over, let's watch all the movies. And we get super nostalgic.
Yeah.
I can remember the first day we were there. I remember the first day we met in a giant rehearsal hall. And, it's so funny. It's crazy.
Good memories.
Great memories, great memories.
Now, I saw your new film last night, New Year's Eve.
Great.
Awesome. You are such a nice guy in this film. You are, though, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So you play Paul. Tell me about him.
Paul is a bike messenger in New York City. He's kind of suave. He's very sort of scrappy. He's very resourceful. He knows his way around town. You know, he knows the back alleys and he's very kind of quick. He thinks on his feet. And he teams up with a very timid, shy secretary played by Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
And helps her accomplish her New Year's resolutions. So,
a lot of them.
A lot. Yeah. She's got a lot saved up from
yeah.
a lot of years that she hasn't done anything on New Year's. So
she's sweet in that film as well.
She is. Yeah. She's just sweet all the time. But
there are so many stars in this film. Every other second, it's like, oh, and another one, and another one, and another one.
Yeah, it's weird.
Michelle Pfeiffer, who you do have a little New Year's Eve kiss with.
Yes.
What was that like?
That was really the moment that I decided I wanted to do the movie, to be honest. I knew it was an interesting script, and there were a lot of sort of stars signed on. And I was familiar with Valentine's Day, all the interconnected storylines.
Yeah.
I was given Michelle's phone number and told to call her because she wanted to discuss the role.
As you do.
And as soon as I talked to her, instantly I was like, look, if you do this movie, I'm in. And they wrote in a kiss at the end, so yeah. I was all for it. It was great.
So did you both say, okay, if I do it, you do it?
I think we sort of, yeah. Sort
That's
of.
So cool.
Yeah, it was a little longer conversation than that. I don't know if she said it, but I basically said that.
When you save people in your phone, do you save them as Michelle Pfeiffer?
No,
that would be a problem if you ever lost your phone.
No, I ask people not to do it for me. It's because it has happened to me, like, you know, relatives
right.
and stuff like that. And you know.
Yeah, don't save it as Zac Efron.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't do that to anyone. And then what's bad is someone calls you, like, if Michelle called, it says MP, and I have no idea who that is. So, you know, I'm answering, like, in the shower. Like, who is this?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Michelle Pfeiffer. Hi.
Yeah. Oh, hi. It's a bad time.
Who else have you got?
Who else have I got?
Yeah. And what are they saved as? Just for future reference.
I'm trying to think.
Give me one.
Trying to think of a good one. I know I've got a good one. Let's see. Oh, here's one. So this is actually pretty cool. I've met Tom Cruise a few times and we got cool enough to where he gave me his phone number, but I didn't want to save.
Yeah.
You know, can't save. You can't have Tom Cruise.
You can't do that.
No, I just can't do it. It's
a problem.
Etiquette. Horrible. Would never do that. So I put him as Maverick.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I'm pretty stoked on that one.
Yeah. After you finish making a movie like this, what's the process after it? Because obviously you made this film back in February, right? So it's quite a long time.
Sure.
So, like, do you kind of forget about it until you start promoting it again?
You do, especially if you go into another movie, you know.
Yeah.
You have to. You really you can't sit there and be excited from that point on that New Year's Eve is coming out.
Yeah.
You definitely have to drop it for a while and go on to it. But this is really where you reminisce about it is in interviews and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're making a film, which is premiering next week. It's called The Radio 1 Movie.
Cool.
It's got loads of stars in it. Me.
All right.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, cool.
Nicole Scherzinger.
All right.
Bruno Mars. Ollie Mers. And loads of our listeners.
Uh-huh.
And we're having a premiere next week in Carlisle, which is in the north of England. Now, I need your advice about premieres. Obviously, as a star of the film, you turn up, you smile, you go on the red carpet, have some photos or whatever, and then you go inside. But then after that, we never see what happens inside. Do you stay for the film? Because you've probably seen it a million times.
It all depends. Is this your first premiere for your big
To be honest, game? Zach, it is, yeah. I'm probably the last.
Well, then I would stay for that one.
Right.
And I would probably stay for that one. I'd milk it, man. Have fun. Yeah. Have fun.
It's my film, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you go in, you obviously get a real nice seat, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever think, I can't bother with this, I'm going to go to dinner instead? I would.
It's happened before. Sometimes it's... You know, if it's a big one and a lot of your friends are there that you were on the movie with, rather than watch the film, and especially if you've seen it before, you want to go hang out with your castmates and talk and celebrate, you know, have a few drinks and talk about the good old times of filming.
Yeah.
You know? So, I prefer to do that, to be honest. Yeah, and then you kind of sneak back in at the end, like, yeah, I was
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I was there.
I was there. Yeah.
I saw the whole thing. Do you have to do a speech? Sometimes, right?
Sometimes you have to do a speech in Japanese. Sometimes you have to.
Really?
Yeah. I've done that before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Like a long speech?
No. Right. Preferably not.
Hello, Japan.
It's like as few syllables as you can get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just wondering if you would like to be executive producer on our film. All you have to do is say yes.
Yes.
Thanks. We've already got Tarantino on board.
Oh, right.
Not Quentin, but his cousin, Norman.
Oh, phenomenal.
Might be his cousin. Lives in Pennsylvania. But he's on. So I can say on the film, a Tarantino Mills production. So can I put you down on the credits as exec producer?
Yeah, please.
Amazing. Okay. Great. You don't need to see it. It's like, there's nothing bad in it. It's just like footage of the big weekend and like loads of stars, loads of our listeners.
Yeah, no, cool. Yeah, I'd like the exec credit. That'd
right,
cool.
Okay.
Right up front.
So I can say, like, right up front, executive producer Zac Efron.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah. Thanks for that. Because you're here plugging your movie, tell us why all of our 6 million listeners should go and watch your film.
This is a phenomenal movie. It's got a lot of fantastic actors in it, and there's really something in it for everyone.
And it's really warm for this time of year.
It is, yeah. It's kind of romantic and fun-loving. It's very uplifting, but it all is... all these wonderful storylines about all kinds of different people over the course of one night, New Year's Eve in New York City, which is, it really captures the spirit of this holiday. Mm. And it's just got something magic about it.
Yeah.
I've seen the film and I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of miraculous performances. So come check it out. I think you'll have fun.
That's a good plug.
Cool.
Where will you be at Christmas?
At home with my family.
Where's that?
It's in California.
Cool.
So. Back out there, pretty close to the beach.
Nice.
Mom, Dad.
Is it sunny there then? Can be.
Yeah.
Would you go to the beach on Christmas Day?
Yeah, you could. It's not it's not going to be like a super nice day at the beach.
Yeah.
But usually it's pretty nice out. We usually go out and play basketball in the backyard or something like that.
And for New Year, where will you be?
I have no idea. I'm not sure. I'll see where the wind takes me.
Zac, thank you so much for coming in today. Just quickly before you go, if you can just do this thing for me, because this will get a lot of people to watch our movie next week.
Okay? Yeah.
If you can just say, hi, I'm Zac Efron. Please watch the Radio 1 movie.
Hi, I'm Zac Efron. Please watch the Radio 1 movie.
Wednesday, 7 p.m.
Wednesday, 7 p.m.
On the Radio 1 website.
On the Radio 1 website.
Thank you so much.
Thank
That's going to get
so
a
much.
Lot of traffic. Thank you. Thanks, Zac.
All right, cool.
Cheers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, we now fully have Zac Efron's endorsement. Listen to this. This is going to make people watch it.
Hi, I'm Zac Efron. Please watch the Radio 1 movie. Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the Radio 1 website.
So sincere as well, the way he did it. And what a nice boy.
It was quite serious, though, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Zac Efron. Just £5 a month. It's that, isn't it?
It does sound like it. It sounds like, I thought he'd be more kind of like, hey, see?
Hey, Zac Efron here. No, it's kind of, it's quite charity appeal, which I like.
Hi, I'm Zac Efron. Please, 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 watch the Radio 1 movie. Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the Radio 1 website. Please.
Better.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people doing homework tonight, like Abby in Swindon, hiya, and Naomi, who's been on, and Anna and Chloe, who are somewhere in Scotland. It was snowing today. School, still open, but got to go home early, so they went sledging. Ah, oh, brilliant. And James Gilmore, who just emailed me, doing his homework in a chilly Doha in Qatar. Chilly! It's like one of the hottest countries in the world. It's probably, what, 19, 20 degrees? Ooh, brr. It's 10 past five. Someone on the phone who's actually been to a premiere and knows what to do and what happens. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
So we're having our film premiere on Wednesday night in Carlisle.
You've
been to one, right?
Yeah, we were in LA a couple of years ago, and we got given two free tickets.
How did you get given tickets to a premiere when you're in LA?
We read that it was on, so we thought, oh, we'll just see if we can go and do any star spotting. And we just got talking to two women, and they'd won four tickets on the radio, and only were using two. So they said, oh, you can have them if you want.
And boom, you were in the premiere.
Yeah, we were a wee bit underdressed, but we were there.
Oh, cool. What film was it?
The Women. So it was out a few years ago with like Meg Ryan and Eva Mendes and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Never heard of it.
It was all right.
I don't think that matters though, because you were in a premiere. What happens? Do you get free stuff?
Yeah, you walk in and they'd get like popcorn and drinks and just help yourself. And then we were like two rows from the front. You get given your seat and then all the stars walk along and they like stand at the sides and then they walk in the front and everyone claps for them. And then they just go back and sit down and watch the film.
Where do they sit then? Do they sit amongst the other normos?
Yeah, there was a bit up at the top. Like, we thought, oh, that must be where all the stars sit. But they were all just sitting in amongst all the normal people.
Love that. Were you sat next to anyone good?
No, but they stood right beside us. But because we were so far to the front, because they went round the front and everyone was clapping, they were standing right beside us, so...
That's pretty cool. Does this mean that at my premiere I have to provide, like, free popcorn and sweets and stuff?
Yeah. With everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, that is true, because the only premiere that I've ever been to, apart from this one, is the Simpsons premiere.
Right.
And that was free pick and mix at that.
How did you get to go to that? Were you outside the cinema and thought, well, I'll have a go at that?
No, it was when I was working on Edith's show, and Edith's show is all about movies.
Yeah.
So I got to go as part of that.
Mmm, fancy.
But you should have seen the look on my face. Can you imagine what this face looked like when someone said, no, you don't have to pay for that? I went straight back. I was like, yes, more scoops.
More pick and mix, please. Were the stars of the film there at the Simpsons one?
No, but I did see Chloe Madeley.
Oh, that's always good, isn't it?
Yeah.
See Chloe. All right, well, thanks for that insight, Katie.
Okay, have a good time at your premiere.
Thank you. Love you, bye. Make sure you watch it on Wednesday.
I will do.
Love you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's a station that I was listening to on the internet the other day that is in Los Angeles, and from the 1st of December, they just play Christmas songs 24/7. I think that's a bit too much, because obviously there aren't that many good Christmas songs. I switched it on the other day to try and get in the Christmas spirit. And they're playing some song about how they wanted a hippopotamus for Christmas or something. Have you ever heard that one? Exactly. What is that? And loads of random ones. They're doing this like 24/7. Also, I need help. I'm now in the Christmas zone and I think I'm in it too early.
Okay.
Right. I'm allowed one chocolate a day in the morning because that's in my advent calendar, right?
Right.
That's okay.
Yes.
Chocolate in the morning, though. First thing, like as soon as you wake up.
It does set you up badly for the day.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm now boshing mince pies for breakfast because my flatmate bought some.
You're doing what? Mince pies at breakfast?
Eating, like, mince pies for breakfast.
Right, okay.
It's a slippery slope, everybody.
Deep filled?
Yeah. Because he bought them at the weekend and now I'm like, oh, I'll have that for breakfast. That's awful, isn't it?
How many have you had?
Like, maybe two this morning. Isn't what day is it today?
It's like, only the 5th.
The 5th. There we are. See what I'm doing?
That's quite extreme.
I've already bought a cheese board. I'm having late night cheese.
Oh, yeah, but you can do that any time of year.
You cannot. It's not on. I should have waited until like the week before, like the 19th, the week beginning of the 19th. Can I have mince pies for breakfast? It's insane.
I tell you what maybe is more acceptable is the mince pie yogurt or the mince pie ice cream.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
But I should have eased myself in gently and instead I've gone bang straight for the mince pies.
Three tomorrow then?
Are you
having them with custard?
No, just on their own.
Double cream?
Cold.
Clotted cream?
When you start having them cold as well without anything, for breakfast...
Brandy butter?
No.
You do realise that's got alcohol in it.
I know that, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dan off of Swansea has been on going, oh, you fancy London folk, mince pie ice cream, that's not arrived in Swansea yet. So posh you are.
It's not posh. You get it in loads of supermarkets.
Not in Swansea, you can't.
If not, just get some vanilla and a mince pie and stir it together, that's what it is.
Sorry, South Wales. Right. I don't know if you know this, but every year, a group of what are called tastemakers get sent an email. They're generally important people in the world of music. And they ask, on this email who they think the tastemakers reckon will be hot new music artists in the next 12 months. So they could have asked these people, whoever they are, for their opinions on who's going to make it big. It's called the BBC Sound Of list. So next year's will be BBC Sound Of 2012. And we are very happy to tell you that one of our favourites are actually on this list. You remember Stooshy? We made it Record of the Week with that song Betty Was Gone. They're on it. And actual Alex off of Stooshy is on the phone, I think. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
How's it going?
Very good. How about you, Scott?
Very good, thank you. Now, you probably know by now, but you are on the BBC Sound of 2012 list.
I know, we found out. Like, we're actually so excited. We didn't expect it at all. It's mad.
Are you bothered about things like this?
Like, we don't set ourselves up to do these things. Like, we're just happy that when it comes around, like, we're all so excited about it. Like, we didn't even expect it at all. And when we found out, like, we were all screaming like mad.
Of course, I'm going to take full credit because I did play your song as Record of the Week.
Yep, you did, and we are so grateful for that. It's probably down to you, Scott, yeah?
I reckon so, and it's just 25%, yeah. Which I think is a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm just looking at last year's list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this at all? Because it's quite impressive.
I haven't seen last year's list. I know Jesse or Rich was on it. And
yeah. I mean, no pressure, Alex, but Jessie J was number one, and she's done all right for herself, hasn't she?
Yep, she's done pretty good. Like, we never thought we'd be up there with these guys.
I know.
Crazy.
This time next year, do you know what I mean?
Hopefully.
Who knows?
Hopefully. Just keep putting up your Record of the Week, Scott, and then maybe.
Now, I don't know where you are on this Sound of 2012 list yet. We don't know kind of the numbers and if you're in the top five or top ten.
Yeah.
Where do you think you are?
We would like to think as high as possible, but I can't make that judgment.
Apparently, 180 tastemakers have made the decision as to who's on the list.
And now I just found out. That's mad. That's crazy.
I don't even know what a tastemaker means.
No, me neither. It just sounds important, doesn't it? So yeah. They must know what they're talking about.
You could be on the bus or the train and you could be sat next to a tastemaker and never know.
We don't travel by bus or train anymore. We're always in our Stooshy van.
All right, love.
Yeah.
You've changed.
No, we haven't. No.
I don't take the bus anymore. I'm in Stooshy.
No, we don't have any time. We're always in our Stooshy van. The big pink thing that drives around London.
Do you really have a big pink van?
We really have a big pink van that's got a big Stooshy sign on it, which you should actually come and see.
I want to be in it.
You should be in it.
I want to take the bus. I want to take the bus no more. I want to get on the Stooshy van.
No, just call Stooshy and then we'll get you in our van and you drive everywhere. Like, you'll be noticed, definitely, in that pink van.
Is it like a taxi service?
We can make it, you know.
Like, when you say just call Stooshy, like, sometimes if I can't be bothered to get the train, I could just ring you up and you could give me a lift.
Hello, Stooshy cars.
I live for you two, that's it.
Like, competitive rates.
Yeah.
Airport transfers. Well, yeah. Listen, Alex, it's really good to speak to you today, and good luck. What's going to happen from the 2nd of January on Radio 1, Zane Lowe is going to reveal who is in the top five in the Sound of 2012.
Mm.
He's going to do one a day, and then the winner is going to be announced on the 6th of January. So I would like everyone to put that in their diaries. 6th of January, Zane Lowe announces winner of BBC Sound of 2012. Put that next to, I don't know, Gas Man coming round, whatever.
Yeah. Thank you again for Record of the Week. Like, we really, really, really appreciate it. Like, thank you.
Aw, that's sweet.
I know, thanks.
Well, listen, I'll be rooting for you, as it were, on the 6th of January.
Do that. Keep rooting.
And now I've got your phone number, I'll be calling Stooshy Cars all the time. Love you, bye.
All right, see you later, babe. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Somebody on the text has come up with a brilliant idea. This is Stuart in Carlisle. Why not get the Stooshy van to Carlisle on Wednesday? Turn up in it for the premiere of your film. Dave in Manchester saying exactly the same thing. I'd love it if, like, the big pink Stooshy van turned up. Hello, everybody. I'm here for the premiere. Quite good. I'm going to play Beyonce's new track next. Did you see her on telly last night?
No.
You watch X Factor, and then you watch Beyonce and go, yeah, there's a difference. She is a machine. Like, I find her mesmerising. I could watch her all day and all night. I know that in the past I've said that some of her songs are a bit boring.
Is machine flattering comment for a lady?
Do
you use that on girls quite a lot?
Whoa, you're a machine.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'd like to be called a machine.
I just mean, like, it's almost like she's not real because she's so perfect at what she does. Like, I've never...
Backtracking?
No. I have said some of her songs are a bit dull, but they do grow on me. And she's amazing. Though it would... Thinking about it, I don't know if you saw it last night, it would put me right off if someone was on the top of a white piano, headbanging, shouting, "Make love to me! Make love to me! Make love to me! Make love to me!" I don't think that I would say yes. And that's what she was doing at one point. It was like, got possessed. It was really weird. I'd be like, all right, see you later, Beyonce.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Beyonce and Love on Top on BBC Radio 1. You know the outfit she's wearing at the beginning of A Night with Beyonce? Have you just had a look, yeah?
The one where she looks totally naked apart from a bit of glitter.
How do you feel if I got her like a replica, probably a knockoff cheap version, and you wore that to the premiere in Carlisle on Wednesday? Are you back for that? It's quite revealing, but you know.
Not really.
Nothing we haven't all seen before.
Hey?
Joe from Oxford says, yep, I would let her do that to me any day. I think he means, make love to me! Make love to me! I think that would put you off. I think you say that because it's Beyonce. When it actually came down to it, you wouldn't want that.
Oh, can we just go back to when you've seen me naked?
It's fine. John in Sussex says, what a moment to turn on the radio. Actually, yeah, I was headbanging and going, make love to me! When he turned on the radio, that would be quite weird. I just talked about Beyonce last night. Oh my God, I've just seen the Stooshy van. Whoa.
Bet all sorts has been going on in there.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
Well, I don't know. He's got, like, pinked out windows.
Actually, yeah. If the Stooshy vans are rocking. Why are they pinked out windows? What goes on in there?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bought some lush Christmas presents yesterday.
Did you? What have I got?
Actually, one of them is for you.
Is it?
Yeah. But I went to this shop, I've never seen this before, where it's like a gift set of beauty stuff.
Mm.
And before you buy it, because it came in various different, you know, smells.
Scents.
That's yeah. It. Various different scents. What you can do on the box before you buy, scratch and sniff.
No way.
Absolutely way.
Are you sure you weren't buying me air fresheners?
No, they're not air fresheners.
Are you sure?
This present isn't for you.
Oh.
But you think to yourself, do I want vanilla or do I want something else? Whatever it was called. And you just go...
Sandalwood.
Yeah, that.
Arctic breeze.
And you can smell them. I've never seen that before.
That's really good.
Tonight is also the night that I do my tree.
Oh, has it been delivered?
Yeah.
It's a real one?
It's real.
Is it not going to fall off by Christmas?
Well, do you remember the year I put it next to a really hot radiator?
Mm.
And every time someone... even lightly brushed past the tree, most of the pines did fall off.
Mm.
And it was bare by, I think, well, probably...
I did love the
second week of December.
Though. That was good, though.
It was just complete...
a couple of decorations and just branches.
It was just brown. There was no green on it at all.
Do you go back to the same shop, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I made my Christmas cards this weekend.
Oh, you make them, do you?
Yeah, well, no, it's my first year of trying.
I don't do cards.
Do you not?
Nah, never have.
Well, you're not going to get one of these anyway because I've made them, but I'm too embarrassed to give them to work people. You know that thing where you think...
What the hell's on them?
They're not rude. It's not like pervy Santa. It's like, they're not saucy cards.
Really, though?
No, they're not.
I thought that you'd maybe, I don't know.
No. No.
What then?
It's just, you know, like when you first... Because I'm not particularly arty or crafty.
Right.
It's my first attempt. So it's the sort of thing that family will understand. But I think if I gave one to, like, you or the one that doesn't speak, you'd open it up and be like, who made this? A four-year-old?
Oh, it's not one of those with your picture on, is it?
No, I wish I had done them, me and my boyfriend.
I love people that do those, though.
Yeah.
People that have Christmas cards with pictures of themselves on, which they send out.
Mm. When I get a dog, I'm blatantly doing one with a dog in a Christmas hat.
Yeah. What are your ones, then?
Mine are, like, they're homemade.
But
with some stick-on bits.
Well, why is that embarrassing?
Well, because it, like... They're my first attempt.
Mm. So there's nothing bad on them?
No,
you just think that they're quite shoddily made?
Yeah. I think if you opened it, you'd be like, oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah.
No, I won't, because, obviously, instead of just going into a shop, which anyone can do, you've taken time and effort...
I have, I did
with
it.
With a Pritt stick.
Yeah, it took me the whole of Turner and Hooch yesterday.
Did it?
Yeah.
And how many have you made?
About 8 or 9.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Got that many friends.
And has it got, like, cotton wool on for snow?
Oh, no, that would have been brilliant.
Well, see? What else have you used?
Glitter.
Yeah.
Gold and silver pens.
Yeah.
And some stick-on dogs in fairy hats.
Right, I promise you, if I am lucky enough to get one of these specially handmade Christmas cards, I will not laugh.
Okay.
I would love that. Promise me?
Yeah.
I promise I will be laughter-free if you choose to give one to me.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
You won't get nothing back. But thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I found Georgia. Hello.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah.
Was that me being rubbish on the phone or you being rubbish and being cut off?
I don't know.
So what's going on?
Well, basically, I think it's really good that you're bringing out a movie, so I thought I'd put some posters up around the school to tell everybody to, like, watch it when it comes out.
So have you put posters up everywhere, have you?
Yeah, only around the school.
No, that's all right. Obviously, that would be illegal otherwise, but I like it that you put it around the school. Have the teachers had anything to say about it?
No, I don't think they've really seen them. Okay. Nobody's really told me, said anything to me.
So where have you placed them around the school about our movie?
Like, on doors, on walls and stuff. Just anywhere where people will see them.
Okay, and what have you put on it? Just 7 p.m. Wednesday, Radio 1 website?
Yeah, pretty much.
I love it that you're so excited about our film. Thank you so much.
It's all right.
It's all right. Okay, so make sure you're watching it Wednesday at 7 p.m. And thank you for the free promotion. I really appreciate it. Where's your school?
Brixton.
In London?
Yeah.
All right, Georgia. Thank you very much. And make sure you watch with all your mates on Wednesday, all right?
Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Oh, sweet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It feels like forever since I've seen you. Albeit through closed circuit television.
I was just saying that. Quite weird. It's only been a week, but it feels like longer.
Well, no, it was longer because during Masterpieces Week, Sarah was filling in because you were doing...
Oh, it is two weeks.
It was all very whatever. You were somewhere else. Or what were you doing? I can't even remember.
Just surgery.
What day is it? Hey, I can't wait for your movie. We're so excited. We've been out there. We've been shouting at everybody about it. We've been telling everybody. We've been saying the Scott Mills movie from Ready One's Big Weekend in Carlisle is coming. Everybody's got to tune in. Make sure you switch off the radio at 7 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that.
And watch the movie. We've been telling everybody.
You know what? A lot of people won't do it.
We've been walking around town with sandwich boards on and megaphones saying,
Awkward.com.
Wednesday, 7 p.m. Switch off the radio the computer.
I never told people to
switch
off the radio.
We've been telling everybody about
it. Oh, this is good, isn't
it? I've been tweeting about it nonstop.
Oh, God.
And it's ladies' night. On Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Watch the movie, Ladies Get In Free. And it's 2-for-1 drinks. Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Where you are on your computer. It's going to be wicked. That's called the anti-promo. You'll find that's more effective than real promo. I just actually worked in that in your favor.
Really?
Yeah.
BBC
Radio 1.